listener production.
Hello, stop it. Thanks for listening. I have a huge favour to ask you before this episode. In our podcast description, I guess you'd call it, so when you are listening on whatever platform, there is a description of what's in today's episode. There is a link in there and it takes you to a survey. And I would love for you to fill it out. I'd love to know a little bit more about you. There's some prizes up for grabs if you do, $100 gift cards and some stuff for the fuck off shop. So the link is in the description of this episode.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here.
I have a question for you, Nat.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. This is my favourite piece of audio
it's
that we
so
use.
Good. It's so good.
I'm going to hold up this crock.
Okay.
See this? This is a crock that I've bought. I'm a crock convert.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that in a little minute.
Okay.
Walked into the office with this crock that I'm holding.
Mm.
Now, for those listening, this is a brightly coloured crock. But Nat, you know what I'm going to say because I've already had an all-out war with the office outside.
You were yelling.
Screaming. Yeah. Ursula Carlson just walked in. First time I've ever met her because you also manage her podcast.
Yes.
She's in Brisbane. The first thing she said was, what are those fucking things on your feet? That's the first thing. She hates these so much. I'm going to get her to... I got her to wear them. I reckon she really liked it. I'm going to get her in a pair of these. Anyway. Question is, what colour is this? Because let's reveal our answers in 3, 2, 1. Yellow.
Orange.
Yellow. It's
orange.
Yellow.
It's orange.
This is absolutely
orange.
Yellow. And do you know when I asked the entire office?
Orange.
Not one single person has said yellow. No one has said yellow. This to me is clearly yellow.
It is orange, Christian.
And then people go, it looks like cheese. Cheese is fucking yellow.
No, you can get orange cheese.
Oh, you can get one
you can
cheese.
Get cheese.
Cheese in America looks like orange. That's it. No, this. But this is what's blowing my mind. Great to do as a podcast segment because you're all, you can't see what I, you can't see a single thing. But I just want you to know that I am holding in my hand a yellow crock.
It's orange, Christian. Who agreed with you in the office?
Nobody. Nobody
agreed.
Well,
there you go. There's your answer.
Here's where the discussion went. It was, I'm the only one that thinks it's yellow, but I genuinely believe that this is yellow, which is scary because someone said, I may not have, I might have vision issues. Okay. So I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense. And then I think I would like you, Nat, to get someone who can, we can go and do an eye test, please.
Okay. Perfect. Have you done the colourblind test?
I'm not colourblind. It's not like, it's like, is this black and blue or is this green and gold? It's like the dress thing.
Yeah.
It's just a, well, not even. It's like, this to me is so yellow.
It's not even like borderline yellow.
And I was so angry at everyone. I was so angry. The aggression. But I was wrong because they Googled. Because I was like, well, I bought it and it said yellow. No, it didn't. But it called it Apricrush.
You saw what you
what
wanted to see.
What the fuck is that as a colour?
Yeah, I don't know what
it is. So, apricot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I Googled apricots, Wikipedia says they're yellow with orangish. So they're yellow. Apricots are this shade of yellow.
I would say apricots are orange. They're not yellow.
No, so would I. But Wikipedia said they were yellow.
You're just wrong, left.
Wikipedia said they're yellow! There is no orange in this. None. And that it makes me a bit scared.
Mm, it should be.
But then there's the question. So Steph, who's one of the digital producers that works on one of the radio shows here, and I got like deep into talking about colour theory. Because she has this same view. If you are born and let's use pink as an example, right? And your mum goes, darling, that's pink, right? Mum says, that's pink. So it's pink, right? But what happens if I, as a child, actually see that as what mum thinks is orange? But she's telling me that's pink. So I grew up my whole life thinking shades of orange are in fact shades of pink. Huh. Therefore, what I'm seeing, and I go, that's pink, you're seeing as orange. That's so confusing, but does that make sense?
Right, yeah, you're just conditioned to look at different colours.
So yeah, how do we know? Like, is there a way that we can all know that all of the colours are exactly the same for everyone?
I don't know. Actually, question, the complete drivel branding.
Well, it's pink, obviously. Oh, don't say purple! Don't say purple!
It's purple.
No, is that genuinely?
Genuinely, it is purple. I think it's just this light.
Oh, my God. Actually, now I'm looking at it for so long.
It's purple.
No, but that's pink.
That's purple.
What's that behind you?
That's purple.
That's pink! What? No, but it's pink. Actually, no, that's pink. Oh, God. The fucking croc is yellow, okay? There's a photo up on all of the platforms that exist.
We'll also post it in the Complete Drivel Facebook group as well for you to see.
And fuck them.
That's because you know they're all just going to say it's orange.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Basically, Kirsten's goblin.
I met Ursula Carlson. That's the... fuck, she's so great. My God, the first thing she walked in, she screamed at me for wearing Crocs. Oh, and then we hugged and we were like, hi, how are you?
Yeah,
and then,
look, you're just a bit frazzled. That's all. That's it.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Okay, good job.
You literally just said to me, you have a sex confession, and I said, should we record this? And you said, I don't know, proceeded by, if you're hearing this now, then Nat has approved this to be on the podcast. And I've approved it as well. Very much looking forward to whether we censor this or we let this go to air.
No, I don't think it's that unusual, but I was watching a movie and I was about fictional characters and I was turned on by one of the characters. Oh. And I have used the character in my wank bank.
That is the most normal thing.
Okay.
It depends on the character. Because some people have an obsession with Disney characters, which weirds me out because they're children.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah,
like
really
the Little
weird.
Mermaid, child. Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. It's not Disney.
Who is it?
Okay.
What movie? Let me guess.
Okay.
Okay, so it would be, I would say it'd be an action movie.
Yes.
Yes. It wouldn't be a Bond film.
No.
No, it would be, oh, shit.
So I think the reason I wanted to share this was because it's not necessarily being attracted to a character because I know that that's like a thing.
So it's not the actor, it's the character. It's the personality of the...
Yeah.
Okay. What movie?
Suicide Squad.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Oh, is it Jared Leto?
It's Jared Leto as the Joker.
He looks fucking terrifying.
I'm into it. And I was explaining this to a girlfriend of mine over the weekend, and her kink is men in masks.
That's weird.
Like, you know, bands who have like weird, like kind of like Kiss, the band.
Yeah.
It's that, but there's like other bands out there who wear really scary masks. That's her kink.
Like, is it Hammerstein from, they wear masks? They dress as like orcs from.
Yeah, really
Lord of the
scary.
Rings. Yeah.
How strange is that? And her whole For You page is just scary men in masks. I was like,
yeah, there has been, I've watched. Yeah, like there's a cartoon porn that I watched and it's like big, really buff, scary, golem-looking creatures. I'm like, oh, wood. Very horny for people, movie characters. But nothing.
This was like a few days.
Oh, the dad from Inside Out. Oh, let me bring up his
what?
Phone. Oh, I'm horny for him so badly.
The dad on Inside Out.
Yeah, well, let me show you.
The cartoon.
The animation.
Animation.
Mm, God, he's so hot.
Okay.
Oh, he is fucking peak daddy.
Mm.
Oh, I'm thirsty AF.
For a cartoon character.
Look at that. Look at it. Look at him. You don't agree?
Like, it's just funny because he's a cartoon.
But he's so, like,
He does have a chiseled jawline. I'll give him that.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a really weird thing.
Oh, I mean, yum.
It's weird how you can be attracted to fictional characters. It's weird. It's weird. Oh.
Just in his, like, daywear.
Oh.
Oh, take me away. Okay.
I'll turn me inside out. Am I right?
Oh. I want you to be in my insides out. inside. I'm trying to think. Get in my insides and eat me out. No, that's the porn version. Why is there not a porn version?
Surely.
There are some amazing porn parodies of like movies. Okay, so I've just brought up an article, the 14 most brilliant porn parodies of all time. This is so brilliant. So there's a movie called It's a Wonderful Life. It's an old classic. The porn version is called Tits, A Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Number two, Not the Brady's XXX, Pussy Power. That's not a great name. It's just a Brady Bunch.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, is that like a family?
Ooh.
Facing financial difficulties at home due to slow business, Mike reluctantly tells his wife and kids that the entire household will be on a budget until business picks back up. Wild fun and mayhem ensue, especially when Marsha unwittingly applies for a job as a figure model, only to find out she's about to star in a porn. Titanic?
Don't.
This title is
Titanic?
Weird. Titanic? Titanic. No, it's called Titanic Orgy.
Oh.
Along with the hot action of onesies, twosies and threesies taking place on this love ship, a huge unbelievable orgy is brewing that finally bursts out all over the poop deck and beyond.
These porn descriptions are so
my God.
Good.
A tale of two cities. A tale of two titties.
Classic. Classic.
This is so funny.
Oh, my God. There has to be more.
Oh, my God. This one is amazing. Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody does Raymond. It's solid guy-on-guy action, but that's still favourable to Ray Romano on Patricia Heaton action.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's...
Cliffhanger. Cliffbanger.
Nice.
You've got Married with Children. Not Married with Children. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wait, stop. You gotta let me guess. Booby the Vampire Banger?
No, Buffy the Vampire Layer.
Damn it!
Yeah. Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump, the porn parody.
Forrest, jump your bones. What is it?
Forrest Hump.
Oh, why are they...
And then there's another one called Foreskin Gump. They've made two parodies. Skin Happens is the tagline. Why didn't they go Foreskin Hump? Fuck me. That is so brilliant.
I think I want to get more porn parody titles and then get you to guess the title.
Let's end with this one. This is brilliant. Pulp Fiction. Just one letter.
Gulp. Fiction.
Gulp. That's so brilliant. No, this is called Pulp Friction. They're amazing.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Let's do that again and I'm going to get you to guess.
Okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
That is brilliant.
Friction.
Oh, my
Gulp
God.
Gulp Friction.
Foreskin Gump. Run, Foreskin, run.
Everybody fucks Raymond.
Everybody fucks Raymond. Holy shit. I want to ask you, Nat, do you think that you grew up in a low, middle or high class bracket?
I'd say mid.
You'd say mid.
Yeah, I'd say mid. I mean,
you act like you...
On my high horse.
No, you act very low class.
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you seem very classy.
No, you are very classy. You're very classy.
No, I feel like I wasn't, because I went to a very wealthy school, but because
that doesn't
of that,
mean anything.
Yeah, but because of that.
Yeah. That's why you seem snotty. You went to private school.
No?
Yeah, private school people. I'm not going to lie. All of you private school people, you're all... absolute assholes. You all come across as assholes.
I was going to say
you can tell. You look at someone and you say, hello, how are you? And instantly you know whether they went to private or public. The public school ones are like, stop looking at me like that. And then the private school ones are like, oh, yes, I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I can't really see you from my ivory tower.
How are you? Excuse me. That's exactly. That's it.
No, I think because I went to a really good school, I mingled with very wealthy people.
Right.
And I knew that I was not in that level.
Well, you went to a really good school, got a really good education, and look at you now.
Talking about dildos and sex for a living.
What school do you think I went to?
Private. For sure.
Really?
Private for sure.
Thank you. No, I didn't. Well, would you call? So there's, for me, there's three. There's public system. Mm-hmm. There's elite private. And then there's like that Catholic bit in the middle where you don't actually have to pay much, but it's not a public school. It's sort of a private.
It's just a sweet spot.
Yeah. The reason why I'm asking is I found this little article and it says, how you knew you were middle class growing up.
Oh, okay.
And I thought I'd go through the list and we could discuss the points.
Okay.
Because there are some amazing ones in here. For example, if you're middle class, this is what you had. One, your parents owned the house you grew up in.
No.
Didn't they?
But
did you have younger parents?
No. Older parents. Mum had me when she was like 35.
Yeah, mum was 36. Yeah, mum's the same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they bought and renovated and sold for a lot of money. Then when they were like, let's have kids, they paid off their mortgage and then popped us out.
Hmm.
So that's the reason why. But see, that says you middle class. That's the reason. I thought that would put me above middle class.
Yeah, so do I.
Owning your own home.
Yeah.
But you know, I think in today's terms, if you own your own home outright, what the fuck do you do for a living? Absolute baller.
It's either real dodgy or...
I was in... So in Brisbane, there's a particular street which is like where the money goes. James. You were going to say James. I saw that. James Street, right? So I went there this morning because I saw a TikTok about a bougie toasty place where they make toasties and they, you know, cost you an arm. So I was sitting there eating it. And like, I'm not to brag, but James Street is like one street away from where I live. So I grew up middle class. But
you basically grew up on James Street.
He's doing well for himself. And I was sitting there and the clientele, just people watching, one guy rocked up in a $250,000 Harley Davidson, lime green. It looked like something out of Tron. He just pulled up, got out, got a toasty. And I was like, what do you do? And he was young. He would have been like in his late 20s. And I was like, what do you do?
Yeah.
And then you go to all, you see those TikTok accounts.
I was about to say.
Where those people just run up to people in mouthy cars and ask, what do you do? And I go, that is cringy and who would ever do that? I was just like, I need to know.
You pretend to be from that TikTok just to find out what they do.
But they're fascinating TikToks. This is usually this young gentleman has become famous in LA. He just runs up to people on the street who are driving really fancy cars and asks what they do. And most of them are pretty receptive. So everyone's got an ego when you're that wealthy.
Yeah, exactly.
And one guy was fascinating. The wife was there. He was in his like convertible Maserati. And the wife was like, stop talking to this guy. Like, oh, you know, don't. And the guy was like, so not egotistic. He was so proud of what he'd done.
Yep.
But what he had done was he invented the magnetic strip on the back of a credit card. And his money came from, because he goes, I get 0.01 cent for every time a credit card is swiped. And I was like, oh wow. Isn't that insane? And he's like, yeah, I've got a lot of money. And then I thought, oh, the poor guy, well, we're all now tapping to pay. But like isn't that fascinating?
He's probably set up now.
He was definitely in his 60s.
Oh my God.
And that makes it, like, what are these young people doing?
Oh, it's so interesting. Because there are so many different ways to make money these days and easy ways to make money and also simple inventions that went gangbusters and, yeah.
Well, see, my mind goes, drugs are OnlyFans. Yeah, that's where it goes. That's that's really prejudice, but I'm like, drugs are OnlyFans. Like, it's got to be that. Like, you can't, it's so hard to do anything else.
They got to introduce themselves. They're like, drugs are OnlyFans.
G-Wagon, deal up. That's terrible. That's a terrible way to think.
Sex on camera.
Yeah, sex on camera. I mean, I have sex on camera and I've just got a Mazda CX-3. So, okay. Point number two is, it's a photo of a backyard and it says, did your backyard look like this? And it's basically just a small patch of grass with the classic, like, swings from Bunnings. You know, like those little green plasticky swings?
No, never had a swing set.
No. Did you have anything in your backyard?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because it's you and your sister. There's two of you.
Yeah. Well, my parents live on a bit of property, so there was no safe area for them to put up a swing set, I guess.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I didn't have
communal. You had a communal garden or something? There's no safe area?
You
or was it like
commune?
The road or something?
Did you grow up in a cult?
Yeah.
No. It's just like they live on acreage.
There's so much land, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean there's no safe spot to put swings up?
Well, like there was just no spot.
Was
for
it hilly? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, there's like a hill, but then there's no like proper gates and stuff, so that mum and dad could, like, the kids could just run off.
Oh, I'm now realizing that. Wow, what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, no.
Oh, we had a pool.
What, did you have a theme park?
Yeah, literally had a theme park growing up. Two trampolines. Dad made a cubby house with a slippery dip. We had a pool. We had a huge front yard, had a huge backyard. Whoa, now I feel like, oh, I was just middle class growing up, but my parents were good. They paid off the house. No, I think I'm really in the category of spoiled. We had two.
What the heck?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
This is really putting me to shame, isn't it? Three, you ordered takeaway most Friday nights or frequented a restaurant chain. No, we didn't do that.
Never. That's because Mum was a health nut, though.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Oh, so annoying. You go to school and it was like, here's your treat, packet of fucking raisins.
What is with boomer mothers?
Oh.
Why wouldn't they let us eat? Why?
Did something happen to them as children?
I have no idea.
Like, they got a packet of sugar for their lunch, that's it.
That's how that trend on TikTok happened, the almond mum, like how you knew you had an almond mum growing
What's
up.
What's an almond mum?
An almond mum is someone like that who forced their, probably too far, but healthy habits on their children to the point where they...
Forced? I mean, eating healthy isn't
eating
bad.
Healthy, but no, but weren't
but
allowed
like
treats.
An almond.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So that's like a, now a TikTok thing.
Yeah. I definitely remember, like I look back at what mum... prepared for lunch.
What did you have, yeah?
Oh, it was absolutely like, I was so spoiled, but just didn't recognise that as a kid. Mm. Salad sandwiches, carrot sticks, a bit of hummus, and then she'd sometimes do the wraps or like, it was like, what a lovely thing to do.
And now if someone made that for me every day for lunch or a home-cooked dinner,
I would never make that for my kids.
Oh.
I would literally be like, yep, great, bag of chips, just go to the cupboard, bag of chips, muesli bar, tuck shop, some money for the tuck shop.
Yeah.
We only had takeout. Mm. And if we did, we would cry with absolute happiness. Oh, and it was Dad. Dad was the reason why we got pizza.
Or like if you're on a road trip and then they actually stop at McDonald's.
Oh, God, at the petrol station and it's got the McDonald's attached. Oh,
and they allow
God.
You to get something. Oh, that was like kid crack to me. I was like,
Saturdays after sport.
Oh.
But so that still didn't convince me to do sport.
Yeah.
Point number four is your parents drove either a Ford or a Holden.
I can't remember.
Don't you remember the cars that you had? Vivid memories.
Oh, no, we had a Holden Barina.
Wow.
We had a Holden Barina and then a Jeep.
They were popular back in the day. Yeah. Jeep.
Oh, I drive Jeep.
A bit bougie.
Oh.
We had
I failed all the other points, so glad I could have this.
We had a Turago.
Oh,
Toyota Turago. Because there's the triplets. There's, you know, the six in the family. You have to have a van. And the very first one... It didn't have power steering. Power steering wasn't a thing. And so Mum had to reverse and like maneuver into the garage. And I just remember, because she's tiny, having like on the wheel, like pull the wheel down. And it took her like, it was like an 8-point turn into the, anyway, cool memory. Yeah. Point number five, you had an annual holiday. Isn't that a normal thing? No, that's probably not. Oh, is this my bougie coming back in? We had biannual holidays. We had a winter holiday. A winter holiday and a summer holiday.
Did you ski as a child?
Oh, God, no. They couldn't afford ski. No, we just would go to Jervis Bay in the summer and the Blue Mountains in the winter.
Oh, that's
beautiful. So, it was so lovely. They did take us to Thredbo once we stayed in Canberra and then we went to Thredbo and it was the worst. Because it's also so expensive to get snow gear and do all that.
Yeah.
And also, we just all hated it. We hated it.
Yeah. I mean, you do hate everything as a child. I was going to say, if you ski or did any snow sports, you are immediately high class.
So when I worked in Melbourne at Fox FM at the station there, they would do this annual ski trip to Mount Buller.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they'd broadcast from it. And the breakfast show would be there. Hamish and Andy would be there.
Yeah.
And one year, when I was working on the drive show, Dan and Maz, they... We're doing it. And I was like, I get to go on this ski thing. I've never skied. I've been to the snow, but I've never skied. And I thought I'd try skiing for the first time because everything was free. It was all covered. So I was like, great, now's the time. It's $700 to hire skis. And it's like $250 for a lift pass to go up to the mountain. It's $1,000 if you want to go down the mountain.
Absolutely not.
It's fucking bullshit.
Imagine that with four children.
So I put my skis on and I started picking up a lot of speed.
Oh, God.
When I say a lot of speed, 5-year-old kids were going past me, but in my mind, it was very fast.
Mm.
And obviously, as soon as that happened, I started screaming and I started crying because I was so scared. And I thought, I'm gonna hit the ski lift pole. Something's gonna happen. I need to stop myself. So in order to stop myself,
I purposely fell over. One of my skis got stuck in the ground. I twisted my ankle.
Oh, God.
I'm lying there in the snow as people are zooming past, and I thought someone would slide into me and stab me through the chest with a ski. So I'm crying, like physically thinking I was going to die. On, you know, like the angle of this hill is like you couldn't even tell it was a hill. That's And I remember unclipping my shoes and just leaving my skis wedged in the ground and walking
and, you're like,
and
it.
Leaving them.
Never again.
And yeah, it was awful.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, so.
That's traumatic.
Middle class. I don't know why that's where that story was going.
It was a great story though.
I grew up middle class.
Great story.
You got to rent an overnight movie.
Not with my parents, but my grandparents.
Oh.
They would allow me to.
Yeah.
That good old pension money, you know?
Ah, yes.
But
pension money, that's cute.
But not with mum or dad. I don't even think we would rent some. And if we did, it would be my sister and I. We would put our pocket money together and then we would go rent them. Oh, my God. I grew up poor. When you realise things on the podcast.
I don't want to say what.
Come on. Off you go. Tell me. What is it? What, you're allowed six movies? You got a cinema?
Yes,
you have a cinema in your house?
We would rent like $50 worth of movies. Yeah.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we must have been really loaded.
Yeah,
we shoot a video easy like almost every week.
So, side note, that's really depressing for me, but how fun was going to the video store?
Oh, God. I'm walking through. It's literally the same thing as perusing Netflix. You spend so long going through what to watch. It was the same in Video Easy. You just trawl through, and there was the porno section.
Yeah.
I used to go straight there.
Of course you did.
Yep.
But they'd have all the snacks available, and then like all the new releases
the
old releases.
God, that's right. And then Blockbuster said, we've never been more successful. Piss off Netflix. We don't want to buy you out. They had an opportunity to buy Netflix.
Oh.
Netflix went, look, we're not that big. Do you want to team up? Would you like to buy our company? Blockbuster said, why? That's not the future. Look at us. And then Netflix went, fuck it. We'll do it ourselves. And you know Blockbuster went from like 17,000 chains in America. And now there are?
Zero.
Zero. I think there's one. There is one in like the middle of nowhere where they don't get internet, obviously.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 17,000 and one. And there's a timeline. There's this fantastic video of Blockbuster popping up. And it's this timeline of popping up over the States. And there's this sudden explosion in the noughties. And they're everywhere. And then like Netflix happens and you slowly see that number stop. And then they start to close and then they're all closing and then it's like
God,
one.
You would kick yourself.
Yes, you would.
God, I'd hate to be the person that made that decision. Oh.
Well, the other one is Dyson. Dyson God. Pitched to Hoover, the company Hoover. They went, hey, what do you think about bagless vacuum cleaners? And they went, so sorry, but we make the majority of our money from selling bags in our vacuums. Why would we not want a bagless vacuum? Like, that's dumb.
Ooh.
Take your idea elsewhere. And it was James Dyson. He went, fuck it. We'll just do it ourselves. And so that's why they say you need to embrace change.
Yeah.
It's like AI. So a lot of digital editors, a lot of people are like, oh, shit, like that is, people can just type in what they want now and, you know, Photoshop will do it for you.
Yeah.
You've got to embrace that change and work out
otherwise
how to use
be
it
left,
in a business
you'll be left
sense.
Behind.
Well, then you will actually be out of a job. You
won't.
Wow. That always fascinates me.
It really does. It's like all the influencers who are famous now who had YouTube channels back in the day who
back
would just do makeup tutorials.
Middle class, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, but now they're all big.
Yeah, massive.
Yeah.
Massive. Well, this break went on for far too long.
Yeah.
Good luck editing that. Yeah. So we've determined that I definitely grew up upper class,
yeah,
and I wouldn't even put you in the middle class bracket.
Not so much. Yeah, I really thought I was middle class. I don't remember ever going to sleep hungry or cold, so I'm like, oh, whatever. Well, that's even sadder. I didn't know I wasn't hungry or cold, but I had absolutely no joy in my life.
No, you're like, our childhood activities were collecting berries and roadkill for dinner.